It's Public Service Recognition Week, and as part of Public Service Recognition Week continues right here in Washington, down on the Mall, the Senate committee with a long history of effort on behalf of federal workers is looking at a long-range goal of recruiting and keeping the next generation of the government workforce. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, just back from that hearing. He's live at our Capitol Hill Bureau. And so, Max, this is the latest appearance of the man who's now heading the Office of Personnel Management, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chris and Amy. John Berry, the new head of OPM, is only 4 weeks into his new job, but he's becoming very adept at giving lawmakers like Hawaii Senator Danny Akaka, the chairman of the Senate Federal Workforce Subcommittee, new ideas to chew upon as he considers how to get and keep new feds.
OPM, in collaboration with the Federal Acquisition Institute, introduced the idea of working as one federal government to recruit and hire contract specialists at the entry level. Representatives, we brought together folks from the acquisition community, agencies throughout the government, and they tackled this down, and they were able to take a 75-page position description down to 4 pages and get it into plain language. It was an amazing process. I've been very impressed with it. I've shared it with OMB. I have discussed it with the senior staff of the White House. This is something we want to take and take this process throughout the government. It's been an incredible success, and it is one that that we can build upon in the future. Building on that, then OPM worked with our fellow agencies in the government to take on 20 other mission-critical, heavily recruited occupations to, again, sort of achieve that plain language objective, and have been able to do that, essentially abolishing the old knowledge, skills, and abilities approach and the essays that were involved with that, and moving to a resume-based approach that allows these plain English, you and I could go on the website, read them, know exactly what we're applying for, and develop and target our resume accordingly. Some of these initiatives that we've talked about here, if we keep in mind, as both senators have mentioned, in the dark challenges we find ourselves on the economic front is also a huge opportunity for us on the recruitment front right now, and we need to take advantage of that as we move forward.
Wrapping up his presentation, Senator Akaka asked John Berry to talk briefly about what he thought were the top things the government needed to do to improve federal recruitment.
First would be plain language, and I think we can do that. And the second, it really comes directly from the president, and that is we've got to make government cool again. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I've become an old fogey myself. I turned 50 this year. And so, you know, I may not be the best person to talk to about Twittering and a lot of the things that we need to be doing. But so I'm going to be smart enough to hire some young folks. And so one of those Wolfpack teams I've been talking to you about is going to be led by graduating students who are coming right out of their MBA, MPA programs right now. And I figure if you want to stay cool, you know, don't come to Gail and me for the ideas, although Gail's much younger.
Thanks,
you know, we got to go to the next generation.
Absolutely.
We got to leapfrog.
Absolutely.
And pick their brains, mm-hmm, for how we can make it cool. And how can we reach kids and how can we connect up so that next generation can answer the president's call to come to the service of their country? We have got to succeed in that. And we are going to leave no stone unturned in doing that. So making it cool again. So that the next generation will fill the retirement wave that when Gail and I and Susan, you know, 30 years from now are ready to retire, there'll be a next generation ready to fill those spots.
And, of course, the other person at the table with John Berry this afternoon, Chris and Amy, was Gail Lovelace with the General Services Administration. She was chuckling in acknowledgement this afternoon because they were on a panel basically talking about recruitment and what it takes. Now imagine this, for example. Imagine using the tool of Web 2.0, the collaboration tool of Web 2.0, Twitter, mm-hmm, to be able to send out a vacancy announcement. If somebody's looking for a job, John Berry says he doesn't think it's unreasonable to think that one day you might be able to go to Twitter or Facebook to be able to see what kind of jobs are available in the federal government.
Well, that would certainly boost their number of followers on Twitter if people knew that they were out there hiring and they were placing those announcements out there without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very interesting because John Berry is he's getting a lot of high marks, not only here in the Senate, but also over in the House. For coming in with a new enthusiasm and a willingness to keep an open ear to hear people. Also very interesting this afternoon, Chris and Amy, that he got into it a little bit with Senator Voinovich, the Republican ranking minority member of the Senate Federal Workforce Subcommittee. Senator Voinovich, of course, is a longtime advocate on behalf of federal workers. And he expressed a little frustration this afternoon. We'll get into this a little bit tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive. But he expressed the frustration that even today, there are people who come to him and testify before him in this subcommittee who can't tell you what percentage of an agency's budget or a percentage of OPM's budget is being used for training. And he has a specific reason for that. He wants to get a handle on whether enough money is being devoted to training, not only introductory training for federal workers, but also for ongoing training, for retraining workers to do new things.